Welcome to today's conversation about the re-emerged Urban Country Music Festival, where cowboy boots meet city streets, where traditional country meets city soul. We'll be exploring how the reimagined event returns after a nine-year hiatus and how it bridges rural roots with metropolitan energy, creating a unique musical experience that celebrates both heritage and evolution in today's diverse country music landscape. When and where? Well, it's the 4th of October at the Caboolture Show. Grounds. So join us as we talk to the queens of boho country, the Vixens of Fall, that trio of sassy sisters, Nina, Ren and Lulu, who bring with them a burst of electrifying energy, a sexy vibe and strongs to captivate all of us. The sisters have wowed audiences right around the country and recently at the CMC Rock and had their debut album, Magic in the Chaos, hit number one in the iTunes country chart. The Vixens of Fall are three talented singing sisters, Nina, Ren and Lulu, whose harmonies are an absolute delight to the ear. Well, hello again, you three.
Hello. Thanks for having us. Always a pleasure to be here.
It is always a pleasure to have you here. Now, Ren, we're talking about our wonderful Urban Country Music Festival.
Yes.
Can you sort of tell us a little bit about the artists and the lineup?
Oh my gosh, there's just so many talented people coming. Everyone needs to come to the Urban Country Music Festival. We've got Travis Collins, Becky Cole, Brooke McClymont and Adam Eckersley, Lauren Ryan, yours truly, Vixens of Fall. So many wonderful people. Great.
Now, Nina, you're going to talk to us about the Neon Stars Long Table Dinner. Tell us what we can expect.
Well, firstly, that is going to be kickstarting the festival. That's on the 3rd of October. That's the Friday night, and we're so excited about it. I can't wait to see what the Gamgee Pavilion looks like under those little beautiful neon stars. So that's going to be fun. We're going to have a three-course meal. There's local food, craft brewers, wines, and, of course, spectacular entertainment from our First Nations entertainers.
Lovely, lovely. And with the, I'm just sort of painting the little picture here. We come in the door, we have our cocktail, and then we see the beautiful neon stars shining above. Then we have the beautiful meal and all of the entertainment. The entertainment goes on after the meal as well?
Yes, absolutely. So we have our dances, our Indigenous dances. They are tribal link and they're phenomenal. And then, of course, we have a local singer-songwriter, Edgar Conlon. Mm-hmm. He's fantastic. And our headline act, our sister, Lauren Ryan. She's a Toyota Star Maker. She's a Toyota Star Maker winner. And she's also a Golden Guitar nominee, so we're so proud of her. She's absolutely an absolute legend. And then we have the Soul Good Band. They're a 12-piece soul ensemble led by Gubby Gubby musician Dino Chin, and they are just fantastic. So everybody's going to be getting up and dancing after we've done our, after we've had our meal, that's for sure, and boogieing as as long as we can possibly go
into
for.
Into the night. Okay. Now, I'm thinking, Nina, that those tickets are going to go fairly quickly.
Yes, they most definitely are. I'm not too sure about the percentage of how many are gone, but I do know that there's not a lot left and there are only limited tickets. So get in quickly because it's just going to be a really wild and fun night.
Righto, okay. Now, also, Nina, while I've got you, let's talk a little bit about the Butte Utes.
Yeah.
Tell us a bit about that.
Well, it's actually a ute and four-wheel drive competition, and it's sponsored by Equipped 4x4, which is absolutely fantastic. We're so happy that we have so many sponsors coming on board. And there's 16 categories, which is pretty exciting. Just a couple. You can pre-register now and you have to get your registrations in by 6 p.m. on Friday, the 15th of August. And it's $40 per vehicle. So that's going to be, get in there because I'm pretty sure there's so many people who are really keen. And you just have to email your forms and car photos to buteutes@urbancountrymusicfestival.com.au.
Yeah, we'll give that information out again
later on as well, Nina, because that's pretty important to get that done. And 15th of August is going to roll up pretty quick.
Oh, absolutely. Time flies.
That's it. Yeah. Now, also there's, with registration, I think there's a little bit of a complimentary adult day ticket
as
well.
Yes, yes. Hey? You get a complimentary adult day festival ticket and... yeah, it's going to be really fantastic. And if you have any little ones, you just let us know and they can they'll be happening on request and there they can get their hands on that too.
That sounds good to me. And Lulu, we're not going to let you get away safely here. Tell us about what's going on. And, I mean, we're going to need heaps of volunteers.
Oh my goodness, yes. Yeah. Because there's so much going on, we welcome so many volunteers and it's going to be great to get the community involved. And who doesn't love being at a festival?
Right.
Great food, like local food, local drink.
Local talent.
Local talent. Hey. How's going? And it's just going to be a great couple of days. Yes. So people can get involved. They just have to head to the website for Urban. Mm-hmm. But they'll also get a festival shirt and a hat, which is really exciting. Mm. And like, we've seen them and they look so cool.
Yeah, very cool.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, very cool.
And like, you get a complimentary ticket, so either a day or the evening program of their choice.
Okay.
And so there's areas to work in, there's admin, ticket sales and the gate entry, crowd supervision, front and back of house operations, first aid and merch sales. So there's lots of different areas that we welcome people to come and help out. And it's just awesome just to see everyone. And when they're friendly and smiling, it's just really nice to get the community involved.
It does. Yeah. It creates community.
For sure. And every job is important.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Everyone. Just thinking, Lulu.
Can't wait for it to come back. I'm so excited.
I remember this.
So many memories and, you know, all that great
stuff. The great vibe that goes on the whole time.
And we have so many good memories from then. And like, that was like one festival. So I can't wait to see what is going to be reignited here.
Can't wait to see everyone.
Yeah.
Oh, it'll be lovely. And my memory goes back well and truly beyond the 9 years. And we loved it as well. Now, guys, I'm just thinking with everything that's going on right now for you, the Vixens of Fall have certainly done some pretty wonderful things just recently. Just before I let you go, give us just a couple of little bits about what you've done since we spoke with you last.
Oh goodness, we played CMC this
we
year.
We did. Yes.
That was a fantastic wonderful. Experience.
Because you weren't able to tell us that last
time.
No,
no, we had a secret last time. Yeah. That was fun.
Not a secret.
Oh gosh.
Ren, just give us a little snippet of how wonderful that was and what you did, and you know.
Oh, look, it was a whirlwind of an experience for us, meeting so many wonderful American artists, just rubbing shoulders in, like, you know, the backstage area, just being like, oh, my gosh, there's Zach Top, and giving him a hug. That was great. But the actual experience of being on stage, it felt like home in the weirdest way of just, like, so much community singing our songs back to us, and oh my goodness, there's no words to describe that feeling.
Yeah, it went way too fast, to be honest.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And how long did it go for, Nina?
Well, our sets were 45 minutes, but it felt like 2 seconds.
But
we soaked up as much of that atmosphere as we possibly could, and we walked around and just.
And it was over a couple of days.
Yeah, it was. It's a 3 day three day festival,
okay.
But there's also the campers special events, which we were a part of. We actually opened up the festival in that regard for the campers. So we were first on stage at the tailgate stage. It was really cool.
Pretty special.
Yeah, and then Saturday morning we had our little acoustic-ish. Yeah. Because it wasn't really acoustic for us.
Our version.
But our version of acoustic. And that was phenomenal on the Saturday morning. And then we just, I don't know, had just a really good time for the rest of it.
Yes.
And Lulu, not to leave you out, what did you get up to?
Oh, well, actually, we met Zach Top.
That was her favourite part.
That was my favourite part because he's
Howdy, ma'am.
Oh, yeah. So I was like, we're running late. I'm always the last one to get ready.
Yes.
And I'm late everywhere. But the girl's like, come on. I was like, okay. And then I ran out and they're talking to Zach Top and I was like, oh my God. Yeah. So we went I joined and we were having a conversation. And I was like, can I just ask a favor? And he goes, oh, okay. And I was like, oh, okay. I was like, can you just say, well, howdy, ma'am, to me in your beautiful accent? And he goes, well, howdy, ma'am. Aww. And I grabbed his arm and I was like, thank you.
And we swooned and we swooned.
It was great. It was a highlight for me.
Oh, goodness me. Ladies, we're here today to talk about the Urban Country Music Festival. I thank you so much for coming in and talking to us. And perhaps we'll talk to you again prior to the 3rd and 4th and 5th of October. So, guys, put that in your diaries and don't let anyone rub it out until you've made your bookings. So get onto that website and get that all organised. Ladies, thank you so much for coming in. It's a pleasure. And I know for our listeners, they will probably think, well, they're having more fun than we are. But we hope that we got that message out to you. And I'm thanking Nina, Ren and Lulu for coming in and talking to us again this morning. Guys, look forward to catching you, if not before, but certainly on the 3rd and 4th of October. 2025. And I think somebody said 2025 is the year to thrive.
That's 2025, right. 2025, baby.
That's it. Yeah. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
Now, ladies, before I let you go, there's something hugely important that we have to talk about, and that is the Urban Queensland Stardust Talent Quest. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about that, Ren. Nina.
Well, look, it's really exciting to see up and coming talent, and it's so important to foster that because this is grassroots. This is where it all starts, and we got our start when we did a talent quest, you know. So it is actually open to all Australian people, like whoever wants to get involved, all around Australia, but you do have to be 18 and over. Mm-hmm. And there is approximately $20,000 in prizes to be won, which is absolutely excellent. And that's including a new Prattley guitar. They've just come on board as well. It's fantastic. They're so good. About two grand of professional sound gear included, and you get the opportunity to record with Michael Moko of Moko Productions, and he is absolutely gold. He's so great. And then there, of course, is the opportunity to do a video shoot for your single that you win by Jake Davey Productions, and he's phenomenal as well. He does all of our videos. So.
Oh, yeah, and we know how good they are.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, so please get involved, get your registrations in. It's just going to be absolutely fantastic to see all the up and coming people. We can't wait.
Talent galore.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and so, there's a lot of talent around. Yes. But more importantly, I'm thinking, is the applications open? They're open now, the 1st of July, and they close, guys, on Friday the 1st of August.
Yes, so you need to get it in now, ASAP. Let's do it. We want to see as many people entering this beautiful little competition as possible.
An opportunity to go wonderful places.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. All right, ladies, thank you so much for your time today. I hope people listening to this podcast get a little bit of a giggle out of it and also get them to get off and get their tickets for the dinner. That'll be fantastic. And then, of course, all day Saturday will be a wonderful, wonderful time for our community.
Yes, absolutely. It will be.
Okay, thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
Bye.